The poker game was in full swing by the time Kevin and Fisher descended to the basement of the three-story frat house. Located two blocks down Beacon from the bar where they had just finished their meeting, the vaguely Victorian building had a certain dilapidated charm. Paint peeling in all the right places. Bathrooms with exposed fixtures and cracked porcelain tiles. Bedrooms with beads for doors and carpets hanging from the walls. The Back Bay address was the frat house of choice among MIT's jock population, home to most of the varsity teams. Kevin had rushed and pledged there his freshman year, but had spent less time on Greek life as an upperclassman. As a freshman and sophomore, he had enjoyed his fair share of bacchanalian evenings. At MIT, there was no place better to meet eager young women bussed right to the building's front steps from the nearby all-girl colleges. The bus was lovingly renamed the Fuck Truck, and the girls supposedly came in search of the least socially inept segment of the MIT population. Usually, they went home empty-handed. The basement of the frat house was minimalist at best. A rectangular box with visible hardwood floors, a fully stocked bar along one wall, a regulation-sized pool table, and a velvet-lined poker table in an alcove beneath a pair of dartboards. Even though the school year had ended, the basement was crowded. College-age kids, mostly male, were lined up at the bar, filling pitchers from the kegs of cheap beer. Others crowded around the pool table, playing a drinking game that involved placing beer-filled plastic cups near all six pockets. As Kevin and Fisher skirted the table, a team of lacrosse players upended one of the beers with a poorly aimed cue ball and ended up downing everything on the table. Kevin shook his head, remembering the many times he had passed out in a corner of this basement, his clothes and skin stinking of beer. College. They reached the poker alcove and came to a stop behind the table. There were seven players seated in a circle, most smoking cigars and drinking from mugs emblazoned with the fraternity seal. A short African-American tennis player with too much facial hair was dealing the cards face up, halfway into a hand of seven-card stud. There was a large pile of chips in the center of the table and smaller piles before six of the seven players. Only one of the frat kids seemed to be on the winning side of the cards. A pile twice the size of the pot was stacked in neat towers in front of the last player, who also seemed to be drawing into a nifty full house, queen high. Kevin tapped Fisher's shoulder, gesturing toward the kid with the lucky hand. The kid was extremely tall, over 6'5", with spiky dark hair and an athletic stretched-out frame. His face was narrow, his eyes a little too close together. His features looked Slavic, his size partially obscuring his lineage, half Chinese like both Fisher and Kevin. "Andrew Tay," Kevin whispered. "He's a sophomore, just joined the swim team. He was also an All-American baseball player in high school." "Stop," Fisher grunted. "You're turning me on." "Just watch him play," Kevin responded. Tay barely looked at his cards as the deal continued. He threw out his bets haphazardly, carrying on conversations with the other players while they tried to focus on their hands. Pretty soon the others started to drop out, frightened by his strong, visible hand. Just before the last card of the game was dealt, the playing field had dwindled to Tay and one other player, who was also drawing into a full house, but this time king high.